Hey, pay attention. You might just learn something. This is the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
We hear a lot about the divide in politics in America. You know, and I experienced this a bit yesterday. I put up a piece about capital punishment. A guy who was, well, the whole execution was botched, and I put that up, and I'm not a death penalty supporter, let me put it that way, never have been, for a variety of reasons, mostly I don't trust the government. Anyhow, the backlash towards me, I was a snowflake, and I obviously want to go parade with the snowflakes, and really, I'm not conservative enough because I have one divergent view from what is considered mainstream conservative thought. I'm not swayed by it. I'm not fearful of it. I found it interesting. And one of the things, the common themes of things said to me in social media yesterday in these threads, obviously I'm bowing to the corporate pressure and I need to make money off my clicks. Neither of which is true, but it's interesting the divide and how deep it is. My next guest, Dr. Richard Ebling, the BB&T Distinguished Professor of Ethics and Free Enterprise Leadership at the Citadel. Doctor, welcome back.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be with you. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, I am a snowflake, apparently, because I have a divergent view when it comes to the death penalty in America. And I think that just emphasizes and underscores this whole idea of you have to have a certain set of thoughts on the left and a certain set of thoughts on the right. And if you don't, you will be criticized. You will be, you know, smeared, I suppose. What do you make of this?
Well, I think that it's indicative of a very dangerous trend that is going on in America in this way, right now, and that is an ideological and policy and attitude extremism against your perceived opponent on the other side of the political spectrum. Now, always in America, and sometimes rather in extreme forms, there's been radical disagreement, anger, hatred, even back into the early years of the United States. When John Adams was the second president of the United States with the Alien and Sedition Acts and this idea of, you know, we have to surveillance people and read their mail because they might be agents of a foreign power. Of course, that time it was meaning England or France. But obviously the Civil War was unbelievably divisive. It tore the country apart. But we seem to have an onrush of the same thing right now between those who are politically to the left, what are called American liberals or progressives, and those on the political right, and especially, though not only, those who have come to see an allegiance to our current president in the White House. But there's this either-or struggle. The progressives think that America is one Trump tweet away from a fascist state, and many conservatives are persuaded that the left wishes to round them up into concentration camps and slaughter all of them as right wing enemies of the people. Now, there's a certain element of truth in mindsets in both of that. But the point is, America is not in that stage. We're not like Germany just before Hitler comes to power in 1933 or something. And this is dividing the country and wounding the country. But it's also because people increasingly believe in something that is not part of the American tradition, and what they believe in.
Now, hold on. Let me jump in there because I wanted
to get things the way I want.
Right, to get everything that they want, so they focus on the one set of you're very good about this because you see on one side, if you don't accept this complete set of views, then somehow you're a snowflake, and if you don't believe this set of views on the left, then somehow you're evil and you're a Trumpster and, you know, all the different names and nicknames, you know, you're a dumpster, a Trumpster, you know, and all the different names that go out back and forth. And so we have this divide. And honestly, both sides reduce the conversation to about a second grade level half the time, in my estimation. Am I right or wrong?
You are absolutely right. But there's a narrow sort of cartoonish view that each has, and not only of the other side, but even of themselves. Those on the progressive left, they have this idea that they are the defenders of some social justice truth, They're like, you know, the Superman type hero in his costume and his cape, fighting evildoers. And on the other side are people who feel that they only know what America should be like and how people should act. And everyone else is a threat to, by golly, real Americanism, and we need to radically oppose and crush them. And the fact is that America is neither one. America has been historically a land of diversity, and I'm not using it in the left-wing way here. I mean many different peoples, many different backgrounds, many different dreams, hopes, and desires. But what enabled all of those to work together was a tolerance based upon the idea of individual rights.
There was that,
right,
but I think...
live your life as you want, and government protects that.
But one big point...
You use the government to hammer others over the head.
Right. One big point I think you're missing, though, is that, yes, there was a divergence of thought and different backgrounds, and, you know, 14 million people came through Ellis Island through the 1950s and so forth before it was closed. But the one thing we all held in common then is we all came together to fight for America. And I think the difference today, in large part, in one area at least, is I hear those on the left denigrating America all the time. America is an unfair place. America is a place of racism and misogynistic people and all of these other things. And so I don't think we heard that before. Yes, there was a great diverse background of people that came here that all wanted to be part of America, whether they're from Italy or Poland or China or wherever they came from. They wanted to be part of America, and I don't feel that some of the Americans here have that same allegiance anymore. Am I right, or am I missing something?
No, you're not missing anything. You're actually dead on, because what we're seeing now is a final stage, if you will, of a trend that has been going on since socialist and Marxist ideas began to permeate a variety of intellectuals and progressives and political instigators in the United States, going back to the 1930s and 40s, this idea that America is inherently flawed because it has these false bourgeois freedoms that are really enslavement, because the workers are not in charge through a government that owns and plans the means of production through socialist control, and that all human relationships that are not collectivist relationships are based upon racism and oppression. And unfortunately, and especially centered in our institutions of higher learning, where academics of this view seem to run wild right now, there's this condemnation of everything that is America. And of course, the America they're condemning is the America of the founding fathers, the America of individual liberty, private property, and freedom of trade. All they see is Marxian-type oppression and exploitation in that, and they have to now redeem America by
destroying
it, fascist, and overthrowing it.
Yeah, redeem America by destroying it. The greatest country, the longest functioning, continuously functioning government in the history of the world, and they have to destroy it, a place that's given freedom and economic opportunity to millions more than anything else before it or shall ever come after, most likely. Doctor, I'll give you a quick comment for the last word.
The solution to all of this is to remember those very founding ideas: individual freedom, tolerance, and free association, in which you respect others to go their peaceful and voluntary ways, and you do not have this notion of using government to bash people over the heads to get the things that you want.
Well done, Dr. Richard Ebling, BB&T Distinguished Professor of Ethics and Free Enterprise Leadership at the Citadel. Sir, always an education.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. It's the Steve Gerber Show.